You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. Diana West is our guest at this hour each week. We're very pleased to have her and always appreciative of the work that she does at dianawest.net. Diana, of course, has been for many years a syndicated columnist and best-selling author of two really terrific books, one titled The Death of the Grown-Up, How America's Arrested Development is Bringing Down Western Civilization, and the other, a personal favorite of mine, American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Diana, welcome back. It's always good to have you.
Thank you. Wonderful to be with you.
At dianawest.net, you had a piece recently which I found really riveting. You tumbled upon an assessment of what was going on some, well, I guess almost 60, 70 years ago now, according to a rather interesting figure in the history of America, the son of President Theodore Roosevelt, a gentleman by the name of Archibald Roosevelt. Give us a flavor of what he was warning about in his day with respect to communism and uncanny parallels to our own time.
The uncanny parallels really are what made me kind of jump out of my skin when I started reading this enormous tome, which covers some of the hearings into communist political subversion. And this would have been in the early 1950s. I believe it was 1956 that these hearings were taking place, if I'm not mistaken. The subject at the time was immigration, the McCarran-Walters Immigration Act. A very big part of it was designed to stop communist immigration into the country. The left in the country, in our country, including the Communist Party and all of its adherents, fellow travelers, dupes, agents of influence, etc., were revved up, enablers, were revved up to dilute the controls that this legislation imposed on our immigration system. And Archibald Roosevelt was testifying as to how important this was to understand this as subversion. And it's kind of a revelation to us because I don't think, again, you know, going back to the American Betrayal theme, so much of which depends on this idea, or not this idea, this reality, that we don't know our history and it has been suppressed and ignored for decades.
Give us a flavor of what happened when these issues were raised back in the 50s and, you know, the similarities to our own time.
Yes, well, again, we see the exact same behaviors that we see today. Absolute primal screams of rage in the political sense directed at those who would try to protect this nation. What we're looking at in what Archie Roosevelt was discussing was this idea that fifth colonists would indeed be among those coming into this country as refugees, as immigrants, particularly looking also at coming people fleeing communism who might actually be agents. I mean, what a concept. I was sort of interested to see that the FBI was still looking at this idea, still had this idea around 15 years ago, 14 years ago, looking at the run-up to the Iraq War, worried about Iraqis in this country who might be fifth columnists. When I read this story, it was a news story, I thought, my gosh, that mindset is gone, that we have no concept of looking at foreigners, people coming from alien cultures, whether it's communism or Islam, as ever doing us harm. And back in the day, this was the problem. There was an effort to denude us, to neutralize our defenses, to remove them. And one thing that was discussed in those hearings was the fact that all the candidates of the day, Republican and Democrat, running for president in that year, were also interested in liberalizing or diluting the strength of McCarran-Walters. And it's an interesting comparison, because today in Donald Trump's candidacy, we have sort of a redux of this war, this struggle with someone who wants to impose some kinds of protection, some kind of restraint measures, including things as concrete as walls and also a ban on Muslim immigration, believing that it is a dangerous thing, looking at the evidence, looking at the patterns of migration in Europe wreaking havoc, looking at the impact of Sharia law. We're sort of struggling even to have the discussion because we're so used to not talking about these things. That's quite shocking, particularly for our elites of both parties who just can't handle it and are all having hissy fits every day of the week.
You know, you point out a quote from Archibald Roosevelt that was really quite striking, that he was concerned that we might even have violence in America. Quote, "If we permit the Kremlin to undermine our society by filtering in a growing army of red agents posing as immigrants," unquote. And Diana West, this is just eerily similar to what has been going on. You say, you know, we're unaccustomed to talking about it. It's not so much that we're unaccustomed to talking about it. It's that if you dare talk about it, you are chastised and otherwise reviled. And to the extent that is reminiscent of what the anti-communists did to people in this period who were warning and trying to build, you know, you talk about this act, the McCarran Act. It seems very similar, at least in its concept, to what Donald Trump is talking about. Not a permanent ban on all Muslims, but an effort to differentiate between those that adhere to Sharia and seek our destruction and those who don't and who may be no problem to bring in. So this parallels are really quite striking. And I just wonder, as you look at the ultimate outcome of the efforts of those who would stop us from thinking about these things, stop us from protecting our country against them, do we have grounds for hope that we might get this better than they did in our own time, given what we're confronting?
Yes, we have a chance, and I think that is the chance of the Trump candidacy. It is in some ways a slim chance, because I don't see any other national figure who embodies these instincts, because so much of the Trump candidacy seems to be his patriotic reflexes to protect, to reimpose borders, to reimpose a country. I mean, the thing that first got my attention with the man was when he said, "You either have a country or you don't." And this is how basic it is when you're in the kind of crisis we're in. It's kind of astonishing. And so looking at, for example, the latest scandal, which goes to his comments about Judge Curiel as being a Mexican, as being a member of a bar association, the Hispanic National Bar Association, that last year, on Donald Trump announcing his candidacy shortly thereafter, actually released a statement calling for the boycott of all Trump businesses worldwide. How that can be considered...
This is a group entitled La Raza, by the way.
No, actually, that's a separate issue. That is also a poisonous issue. No, I'm talking about a group called the Hispanic National Bar Association that had a press release, I believe it was last July, literally calling for a boycott of Trump businesses based on his deciding to run for president of the United States. This judge is affiliated with this group. He sits on a bench. And we're supposed to say, oh, fair trial, justice is blind. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't think anyone involved in such a group should be on the bench. I think it's fine to be a lawyer, advocate, partisan, etc., not a judge. Certainly not with a case like someone like Donald Trump, because we're looking at race as a political weapon. This isn't race as some kind of unfairness issue. This is race as a political weapon. What we're finding out with this candidacy of Donald Trump is we are in a state of war. There is a state of war. It's territorial, it's cultural, it's racial, all of these terrible things. But that's the crisis we're in.
You are chronicling it quite ably at dianawest.net, and we're always delighted to have a chance to visit with you about these issues, some of which are quite provocative, needless to say. But nonetheless, I think it's important to have a civil and informed debate about them, and we appreciate your contributions to that. Diana West, keep up the good work at dianawest.net and with us, of course, each week. We'll be right back with more on all this with Daniel Horowitz of the Conservative Review right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.